In June, there are celebrations of Black Music Month and Pride Month. WHYY's Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn catches up with our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, to map out related events and more.
Tanya, what's going on?
Let's start with a fun fact. You know how you like those. June is Black Music Month, and that is something that has been an official designation since the Carter administration. Local radio personality Deanna Williams and producer extraordinaire Kenny Gamble, they were instrumental in the official designation.
I did not know that. Well, where do you want to begin?
We'll get to music in a second, Jennifer, but let's start in South Jersey, Millville to be exact, because I've got one of the most fascinating events on our calendar this week. I bet you've heard of Comic-Con.
I have, of course.
But have you heard of HoopDeCon?
I can't say that I have, of course. No, I don't know what it is.
Well, Jennifer, they bill it as the Comic-Con of cars, hoopties to be exact. There's a whole culture around what we would consider to be beater cars. There's a 24-hour race, and now you can't spend more than $500 on the car, and that is the purchase price and the repairs as well. There's an 80-90s car show and a fashion show, an awards gala, and much more. That's happening on Saturday and Sunday at New Jersey Motorsports Park in Millville.
Beater cars. I remember all of mine fondly.
Well, if you still have one, you can bring it on out to New Jersey and run around the track with it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what could possibly top that this week?
Well, guess who's coming to town?
Who?
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
I don't love her. I try to tell myself.
Well, if we're talking about the R&B band New Edition, aren't we missing some members?
You're right, Jennifer. RBRM is the current moniker for a version of New Edition that doesn't include Johnny Gill and Ralph Tresvant. At one point, the group also formed a trio, Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
All these boy bands, they just go through so many changes. They're like marriages. They're good, they're bad, they break up, they make up. But Ronnie, Barbie, Ricky, and Mike will be at the Met tonight at 8 p.m. So it's not too late to break out that old New Edition t-shirt and make it to the show.
I have a feeling you have a New Edition t-shirt.
I might.
Okay, Tanya. Moving on to LGBTQ Pride Month events.
Yes, we have a few in the Philadelphia region. Milton, Delaware is hosting a Pride Week, really more over the weekend at the Milton Theater. There are several events, including film screenings and a show starring the interestingly named Magnolia Applebottom. And on Sunday, Philly's Pride Parade and Festival gets started in the Gayborhood at 13th and Locust. It's one of the oldest Pride parades in the U.S., and 11 a.m., the parade heads down to the Great Plaza at Penn's Landing, and the festival begins.
Yeah, and this is a special year for Pride celebrations. It's marking the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots.
Yes, it does. And that tragic event paved the way for many of the rights that the LGBT community enjoys today. Now, Jennifer, we've got to acknowledge a national holiday this week.
Which one? I don't know that there's one on the calendar.
Tomorrow is Prince Day, Jennifer. It's the global celebration of one of the greatest musicians ever. June 7th is Prince's birthday, and Philly is among the cities hosting celebratory events. The Philadelphia School of Circus Arts is hosting the 4U Prince Party, and that's getting underway at 8 p.m. on Friday night. You have to wear purple tomorrow, Jennifer. It's a mandate. I don't know if you got the memo, but it is.
I did not get the memo, but I have a lot of purple.
This weekend, there's also the West Park Festival in Fairmont Park. Black Restaurant Week gets started, and the annual O'Doon Day Festival is happening on Sunday with Doug E. Fresh as the headliner.
That's a dizzying array of things to do this weekend.
Yeah, I'm getting vertigo. I mean, it's so much going on. We will let you know where George Clinton says that he'll be doing his final show in Philly. You know, he is retiring at the ripe old age of 77, but Parliament Funkadelic will continue with his grandkids and his great-grandkids. It's
He retired like 20 other times.
But I think this might be it. So he says this is his final show in Philly. And Brian McKnight is going to be in town as well. So we will let you know where you can find the details on all those events and where George and Brian are going to be at WHYY.org/things to do.
Thank you, as always, for a variety of options. Have a great weekend, Tanya.
Thanks, you too, Jennifer.